Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning, and then jumping around indiscriminately
as we please. We're on a fucking pogo stick with this podcast.
My name is Alaska. What is yours?
I'm Willow.
And we are so excited because this marks the very exciting beginning of Drag Race UK.
Season one.
Oh my heaven.
Pause for musical interlude.
Was there ever any doubt that we were going
to
do this?
I mean, some people wanted us to go straight to four because of our close personal relationships with the season.
Well, you know, showbiz is about suspense, delayed gratification. But you know what? I'm fucking gratified to be doing Drag Race UK.
Me too. I watched it and I was like, you know what? This is fucking cool. I don't get all the references, but it's chances to learn more about drag in other spots as long as the contestants aren't trans.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm going to talk about it every time until they cast someone and then I'll fucking shut up because season 12 is around the corner and I have read it and there's no trans girls on that either. And I'm still fucking pissed about it. Because these people are in our community and every day they're relegated to not have the same opportunities that we do. And it's disgusting.
All right.
So moving on from that, let's keep it bright and happy with these British girls who so excited. They're so great.
Season one, episode one. And by the way, if you go ahead and refresh your artwork on this podcast.
Make sure.
So good. Stunning.
I mean,
the divas and the dolls.
If the Union Jack could come to life, it would be jacking himself.
It's a Union Jane.
I love it.
Union Jill.
We look fire. And I'm wearing the ensemble that I won my last mini challenge in. Available.
Did we determine who was the winner?
No.
The winner is... Who cares?
Anyway, yeah. So it was...
I dispute, but it's fine.
A ruling hasn't been adjudicated upon.
It's going to go to the Senate.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
God bless Nancy. But we look fucking great. And if you want to see us make that outfit and other fun things, you can check out our bonus content at patreon.com/Willem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
So, some podcasts go the entire duration of their lifetime without ever changing their podcast artwork. We are not those kind of girls.
We are not.
This is our one chance to make it visual. So, this gives listeners they can imagine what we're wearing. I mean, you're not wearing the exact outfit right now.
I didn't put on the double stack. It's just a single stack today.
Be careful of those spikes, though, because we have really fine artwork in the studio. And I'm just the protrusion. I mean, what is that? 7-8 inches.
I mean, off the shoulder alone. Yeah. It feels very Maleficent inspired.
Yeah, totally.
But I didn't get invited to that premiere or offered to work at that premiere, whichever it was. Shit girl, please. Did you see those girls?
Yeah, they looked great.
They looked great. Yeah.
They looked awesome. I kind of was like, I was seeing Delta Work, like reading, like, oh, so you're not paying us, you're not giving us parking. But then I looked at it and I was like, I wish I could have invited it. I would do it for free.
I could have walked there. It was right on.
I know.
Yeah. It would have been nice.
Get a picture with AMG, you know.
I mean, Russell already, Chakra already did it at the first one and kind of slayed. Yeah. So to have three other girls come in looking like the three fairies, Nina, Shangela, and Ginger. Ginger's all of a sudden a cup. We talked about this already, but it was funny.
I would have literally just gone to Hollywood Toys and Costumes and gotten the cheapest Maleficent horns, threw some white powder on my face, and McGothic. Do the one trick that you got.
Which I won you the challenge. I mean, we're already doing season four, kind of.
I know.
Is the workroom any different now that it's in the UK?
Yeah, it's totally different.
I was scared for Rue's safety because I noticed that that staircase did not have a banister. And
no banister?
I don't know. No balustrade either.
Oh, Drag Race UK. Oh, you poor
thing. I was so worried. And I know that OSHA doesn't have domain over the UK workplace laws, but oof, that BBC, that's a government. She could own all of England if she fell.
Yes.
And I'm not saying she should fall.
This is very exciting. Episode one, season one, the beginning of a new journey and a new season. And the girls walk in, starting with, of course,
Bag of Chips. Now, this is the first time I've ever understood what Bag of Chips was saying because I had subtitles on while I watched.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Her accent is so fucking thick. And usually at GAY, she's already half in the bag. So it's just like, I can't understand a word she says.
She's so funny.
I love her.
So delightful. And I think she's just, I'm glad that she's just bringing who she is into this competition. Mm-hmm. Sometimes girls want to like clean it up or like try and tailor it for TV. And she's literally just, she's who she is. And she's like that all the time.
Yeah, 100%. And they're already coming loaded with these catchphrases. She says, I love to be covered in daddy's sauce.
Okay. Is daddy sauce a thing?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe it is. I don't know. Please weigh in the...
To be honest, that's the second half of her catchphrase. I just couldn't understand the first.
See? Honestly, yeah. It's very that.
Big old knockers. Full on minge.
Big shoulder jacket.
And apparently Tuppence means pussy. You can see my tuppence.
You can see my tuppence.
And then someone says it later, too. And I'm like, I'm learning so much new stuff.
Did you ever say tuppence and Mary Poppins?
Yeah, feed the birds. Tuppence the bag. Is the bag the pussy or the tuppence? I don't know. She looks great. She's shiny. Even the leopard spots on the back of her jacket were mitered. And they met up. The pattern met up at the top.
Nice.
It was a nice jacket. And her wig was glued down properly. Even though I notice a lot of these wigs, the lace goes down to like the earlobe. And it's still glued. And then you have to push the hair back. And a lot of these wigs are really like that now, huh?
I'm seeing a lot. I think the
Better
Webster
too big
wigs.
Than too small. Webster.
I think a lot of the, like 90% of the girls in this workroom are wearing Webster wigs.
That blue hydrangea girl was for sure in a Webster.
Yeah.
Because I noticed the shape and I was like, it needs to be plucked a little bit for HD.
I know you're plucked a little bit about it.
Oh, well, I could be just pressed or...
So next person to come in is Blue Hydrangea.
She's from Ireland too, and they're calling this Drag Race UK. Is Ireland still UK or...
Belfast is Northern Ireland, which is different than Ireland, right?
Different than Dublin, Ireland, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're on two separate parts of the land.
Yeah. So it's a complex scenario over there. But I'm glad that, like, girls from all around the whole region are sort of, like, able to be there.
I wish Courtney made a tape.
I know, right? Blue Hydrangea, I don't know. It could be easy to discount her as like, oh, she's an Instagram girl, whatever. But I think she really has what it takes. And you see that later in this episode. She's really, really doing some cool, exciting stuff.
She's ready to paint the town blue.
Yes.
I like that she admits that she's of Generation Rue. And that means queens who mm-hmm. watched Drag Race as a kid and then started Drag Race because of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Do any girls ever come up to you and say, I met you when I was a kid at the club? Blah, blah, blah.
All the time. The divas are getting started younger and younger.
Yeah. It's cool that we're helping them learn what to do and what not to do, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Davina DeCampo, we've all worked with her so much.
Yeah.
She is a salute.
We love Devintra.
And how she described herself as like the bridge between old school and new school.
Yes.
I mean, that was so true because she's so talented. Mm-hmm. I've never seen her like push her look into something like crazy detox modern. She's always just been like solid drag, like,
yeah,
you know, so
very beautiful.
Oh yeah. And her
face
full on pulling a Willem and listing her resume.
She gets
so much
the
that they sped it up, but they, I'm sure they asked
Willem edit,
you know, they say, well, tell us about yourself. What have you done?
I was on Boston Public.
I was on Birmingham
arc.
Public. she looks great and she's obviously experienced and she can sing in 5 languages and 4.5 octaves while doing the splits.
She is not modest about her accomplishments, and I'm fine with that.
Why should she
really
be?
Is really talented and really amazing. And once she read Nick really fiercely.
Did she? Tell me. Tell me.
We were on either a bus or a train. And Davina had fallen asleep, and Nick thought it would be funny to take a picture of her sleeping and, like, show her afterward. And she was like, that is the most disrespectful thing I've ever seen. How dare you? And, like, read her beneath the grave because she really doesn't like having her picture taken while sleeping. And I get it.
Well, she also doesn't like drawing on an eyebrow in those boy interviews looking like a bald monkey.
Well, you know what? If you shave your eyebrows, I say just rock it.
You know what? I would do that too, but the one guy told me I looked like something out of Splice when he was fucking me and he couldn't maintain an erection when I didn't have eyebrows.
The Splice alien is hot, so.
Well, that's for your relationship.
Kind of my, yeah.
I need an erection first and foremost, and then, you know, eyebrows we can talk about.
Day brows can get really, really dicey for me. If they're not done really cute, like painted on really properly, they look crazy.
Aquaria. Yeah. You have to be really good at makeup to do a day brow.
And so I'm sort of just like, just rock it. Like, I think Davina looks really cool. And
I mean, I like Detox's natural All Stars 2 brow. That's a natural day brow. Just a piss yellow.
Yeah, as I remember, they were neon green.
Yeah.
Cream.
Oh my gosh. Crystal comes in next. And
just
she's
Crystal.
She's just Crystal.
I know you love Crystal.
It's clear that Crystal is Canadian.
Right.
Isn't that a drink? Crystal Canadian? Canadian Crystal? Clearly Canadian. Clearly yeah. Crystal? Something.
Crystal
I used to
light.
Drink it. I used to drink it when I was a kid, and
yeah,
I loved
clearly
it.
Clearly Canadian.
And I'll smoke it. No. her lack of accent indicated that she has spent time in Canada, and then she's been in the UK for the last 10 years. And she considers herself cooler than the others because she's an LA girl.
Clearly
Canadian.
Well, we all love Crystal.
What do you think about her entrance outfit? Is that a
salute? I don't remember.
Well, it was holographic on a white leotard with weird intersecting.
Like a uniboob. She said it was a uniboob.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it. I thought it was cool. It was fun. It was sort of, you know, shiny and exciting.
It was a leotard with some shit on it.
Ask me if I'm bothered.
Yeah, not at all. I mean, it was holographic, so at least it was shiny shit. I liked it.
Yeah.
Something Wong is here.
Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo.
Something Wong.
From Birmingham. She said, did someone order delivery? Because I'm going to take away the crown.
Right.
She's definitely in a Webster wig, too.
She looks gorgeous. A lot of Webster wigs. I mean, this is a Webster wig wardrobe we're seeing on this episode. She looks really gorgeous, glamorous.
Mm-hmm. Good paint.
Great silhouette. And she explains her name. Because I think a lot of the response was like, that's racist.
I saw some Daily Mail article that some British celebrity was offended by it. And the British celebrity looked white. with a lot of like Essex kind of tanner.
She's reclaiming the racist microaggressions that people experience all the time.
Which means she's met Sharon.
Oh my god. So she's saying her name is a response to that and taking it back and becoming empowered by it. And she looks amazing. So
salute.
Next we have Cheryl Hole.
The Queen of Essex has arrived.
I love your Australian.
Well, I was you're really going for British.
You're in the spirit of Drag Race Australia already. No, I can't tell the difference, but I do know that when I try to do an Australian accent, it comes out English, and when I try to do English, it comes out Australian. So as long as I do the opposite, it pretty much works.
This outfit really works for me. It's bodycon
with
a long fringe.
Did you ever wear outfits with long fringe in them?
Everybody has. We're drag queens.
Fringe. This is for me.
I'm gonna pass it.
Didn't you do in Heather? Oh, in the ladder for your promo Triple A Girl. Wasn't there a lot of fringe involved in that?
Every drag queen does fringe. It's right.
We did invent fringe. We encourage young artists to be inspired by our previous work.
Of course.
Dipper Tintra is suggesting that Cheryl is
You know what? I want to talk to you. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy, and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama... Okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with Top Factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
And we are back. Big Dipper has been released of duty.
Released from her contract.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a fair deal, though. Her severance.
She'll be more than comfortable. But she'll be more than comfortable.
Golden parachute.
Yeah.
Cheryl Hole. We love Cheryl Hole. She's
a deep salute.
She's my deep salute of the week.
I love all the fringe. We wore fringe much like it in Heather's. But her fringe, it takes it to a whole new level.
She was not on a ladder.
She wasn't.
So
she'll never be us.
I love Cheryl Hole. I've worked with her many, many times, and she's always a delight.
She's a fucking
really
dynamo.
Yeah.
She's like Alyssa, but on time.
Tia Vanya.
And when we were working together, she wore that green outfit that she wore in the promo.
Olive.
Yeah. So that's how I knew she was on the show. I was like, I know that. Oh, her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gothy Kendall walks in.
Gothy Kendall.
No, Gothy Kendall.
Gothy Kendall.
And I think that's his tag phrase, right? I'm sure it'll be on some merch soon.
Her thing is, yes, saying things three times. I think she's gorgeous. I love this outfit. It was the purple sort of jumpsuit.
Fully stoned
for death.
I love that she's... Yeah, see, that's what I think Cheryl's fringe thing was lacking, like on the Nude Illusion. It just had a little bit of Nomachi syndrome, and some stones would have like taken that away. And like stones and fringe, bitch. That would have been sickening. But Gothy Kendall, like, it's great because it's like you're walking into the workroom and you don't want to be in like a dance costume, but you want to be in something that shows body and you want to be in something that's ready for any challenge because the first episode, you're thrust right into a challenge.
Yes.
That's why I was thinking like wearing like a leotard dance costume might not be good for a first challenge because it could be something like, you know, that you want some movement in an outfit that like with wind that you could float or like, you know, I always like to have something that I could play with on an outfit as a backup because I'm a weak performer and I need, you know, tricks and gags and trapdoors and bullshit. But Gothy looks fucking sickening.
Really
and the
great.
Hair,
definite salute.
The hair is giving me like a modern fuck, what's her name? Crystal LaBeija, the updo that she wears, that black one.
Oh, the three buns.
Yeah, but more modern. She looks beautiful. She probably doesn't even know she's referencing it because she's 21. But I think she looks fucking great.
Really stunning. And then we have Vinegar Strokes representing London. And everything must be leopard print. You know it's true. Mm-hmm. It's a mantra.
Her catchphrase, I didn't just become a little bit of a slag. I became a total slag.
Yes. Now, do you consider yourself a dragter? An actor who's also a drag queen? I do. I consider you that.
Yeah, I guess. If people ask me what I do at immigration, I usually say I'm a performer. And then they say, what have you been in? And I'm like, well,
Boston Public.
Weren't you fired already?
Our new producer is leading some breaking in. There is an adjustment period.
Or I just show him a picture on my passport and I have a drag picture. But I'd consider myself an actor, kind of.
Yeah, I definitely consider.
And you are. I mean, I haven't seen Sharknado 6 yet.
Well, it's really fierce.
I bet.
I suggest you see it.
Are you doing?
Starring enemy of the pod, LaToya Jackson.
Toya Tip. I believe that when Vinegar Strokes became a total slag, she was probably getting fucked in that hair, because that hair that hair is ratted and rooted and
okay,
10 kinds of wrong. And then she wore the same goddamn hat on the runway.
She wore that hair on the runway?
She wore two different hairs on the runway. The one with the turban, and then the river, when she was dressed as Let the River Run. Let the River Run the fucking way, because that outfit we're going to talk about too.
Oh my God. It's her signature hair. You wouldn't know if it was her. Davina reads her hair a little bit.
The bank called and they have a problem with the signature card.
All right. Well, next we have... Next we have Scaredy Cat from Wiltshire, who's only 19 years old, the very youngest contestant in the history of Drag Race.
UK towns just want to shove 18 consonants in every name. Wiltshire.
Mm-hmm.
So many consonants. Leicester.
That's right. Misconsonantal.
Misconsonantal. At large, because there's so many.
God bless her.
I love that he says, I like playing with balls of yarn or having a nap in the sun or licking myself all over. But, I mean, his girlfriend could probably help with the licking, too, because he and her are queens together.
Yes. So, I wonder if we know her girlfriend.
I don't know. I feel like he's going to date someone who looks exactly like Emily Meow.
That's what I kept thinking.
That's what I was thinking.
Like, is Emily dating?
I bet Emily's second on that. Yeah. Emily's got a man, though, I think.
Prissy Cat.
Is the sister.
That's
what he says.
Or the girlfriend, not sister. Yeah.
Liv.
I think it's a mistake admitting that he has never performed before, because I watched how the girls kind of like turned and looked at LaShawn. When he said he had only done drag like 6 times.
Yeah.
He said, and two of them from a tape. And she said, God. Sorry. And she said.
It becomes blood in the water. Because.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's at like, this point, here's my Achilles heel. I don't perform. I'm here and I don't even perform. But...
Shangela. About 5 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About 5.
Yeah. Because at this point, you're looking for the weaknesses in the room, because you're starting to see how it's going to shake down.
Yeah.
And so if someone's like, I'm not a performer, I've never performed, then you're like,
I'm also straight.
Well, bisexual.
Is he?
Bisexual representation.
Did he say that? Oh, sorry. I just assumed he had a girlfriend straight.
I thought so too, but Nick corrected me, because Nick is a proud bisexual as well.
I think he's straight up chum, though.
Chum?
Chum. It's what people put in
like
the water
the
when they want to attract sharks.
Chum bucket?
Chum in the water.
Chum bucket?
Have you know? It's what I keep by my bed, a chum bucket. You don't have a chum bucket? How do you get the tops to come over?
Oh, my God.
You gotta slather yourself in chum. There's also a Legally Blonde song called Chum in the Water.
Oh,
I was going to do it for my talent next year at your pageant.
Chum is a sick. Okay, please.
Chum.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
You may be a judge, but you have to be okay. It's like prescribed.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And finally, who walks in but the Vivian?
Ooh, from Liverpool. Don't get too comfy, girls. This will only take 2 minutes. Was that English? No.
What, you did?
It was something.
Her red plasticky outfit is amazing.
Full salute.
But yeah. Then in the photo shoot, I saw the shoe.
You didn't like the shoe? What was the shoe?
It was a black patent pump. And if you have all that red, you can get a little extra for the shoe and put it on the fucking shoe. That would have been sickening. Sleigh head to toe. It was a sleigh head to ankle, though. And that's pretty good. And I do give her props for that.
I loved her hair. I loved her styling.
Gorge.
The garment is just fierce and awesome.
Yeah.
This is a deep salute for me.
Yeah. Now, Rue crowned the Vivian as the UK drag ambassador for Drag Race 4 years ago, which was just basically like, stand next to Rue, take some pictures, and...
Yeah, it was a contest.
Was it? What was it based on? Merit or
I think it was
submission?
Like a performance, like who could, you know, pull stuff out of their wig or do a death drop, probably.
Got it.
like a lip sync contest, I think was what it was. And she won, but she's also saying, I'm putting that behind me. That was just the thing a few years ago, and I'm here now to fucking to slay.
Yeah.
Her Majesty done already done had hers.
This Rue message is all about queendom and royalty. And we were wondering here at Race Chaser if this was the mug that we think is on the front of the Party City wigs, because it looks similar in the brow and the nose.
The lip looks a little different because it's a very just sort of beigey lip in the hello message.
Which you can only really do in a close-up like this, because if this were in a wide, she'd look like she had no lips, kind of.
Yeah.
So, I mean, any chance to put on a nude and feel it yourself, go for it.
The camera angle seems like an iPhone.
Yeah, it feels like it was shot in square for Instagram. I couldn't put my finger on what the difference was. Maybe the quality, or that it didn't have a vignette.
It had sort of a fisheye almost.
There was something that I couldn't put my finger on, but I also didn't do like a side by side with whatever else it was. It just, my head was not used to seeing Rue in that light.
Yeah.
But she comes in, strolls down the non-banistered stair.
Hello. A.
Oh, yeah. And now she walked that way.
Hello, we walked this way.
The winner of Drag Race will be whisked away to Hollywood to star in their own digital series created by the award-winning team behind RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay.
So the winner gets a basement show.
Yes. As you know, the BBC is not allowed to award prizes. They're not allowed to award prize money. So that's why this is the prize package. So it's interesting to see Drag Race without prizes, without prize money, because a lot of the screen time is dedicated to, this is furnished by Moods of Norway.
Mm-hmm. Designers, please feel free to use the bullshit wall.
Right, yeah. The Piper Lime accessory wall.
Oh my God, my accessory wall is better than that.
Yeah.
Chunky jewelry.
Totally. So it'll be interesting to see. And it's also like, you know, these girls are competing just for the love and the glory, you know?
But how plucky would the girls be if there's another breakout star and she doesn't also win and she gets a basement show too?
Plakisha.
They could be. There's room for everybody, but like, you know, they're going to take whatever breakout star and try to get them on WoW Presents.
Of course.
Which I am a new member. I signed
what?
Up.
You
I,
signed up, doll?
Yeah. I couldn't figure out how to put your thing in and it said invalid. And then I was
they
like,
let you.
I think I hesitated in putting my own credit card details in because I was like, I'm sure they're not doing the billing. I'm sure Theron and Randy aren't doing the billing. But I was
get shut down under mysterious circumstances.
Right. All of a sudden, what's that? Cat? Who? Check Systems calls me. Oh my gosh! But you know who's coming in? The Brit crew.
They look great.
It's a full salute from head to ankle. Salute.
No shoes? No British shoes?
I choose crews with shoes. RuPaul's Drag Race apparently doesn't. I do not know why. One of these days, we will figure it out. But if everyone in the room has shoes on, where are your shoes? Where is your pump? Like, it's a safety thing.
Well, I don't. Maybe it has something to do with, I don't know.
Put your goddamn feet away. You're in public. Like, I don't even like wearing flip-flops to the airport.
The masculine male, and I don't know. I'm just trying.
You think it was a budge? Was it a budgie issue? We just can't afford two shoes. If they shared one pair.
Each wearing one shoe?
I don't care. I just want them in
a
shoe.
Step in the right direction.
I don't know. It's just weird. They're grown men.
Well, if you come see us when we tour the UK and Ireland with Race Chaser Live, we will have a spit crew and they will be wearing. Or maybe they won't. You'll have to come and see.
But I can tell you they will have.
Yes. Go to holytea.net or draggedup.net.
Don't you think they really sashay in this Brit group?
Well, that Tom, she's a dancer. Tom Scallion or something. He's on the one side. So he's got some hip and shoulder action, I'm sure. And that's him butching it up, by the way. And the other one, I had followed him before that because he's lovely to look at.
They look great. They have this great bit with the hats. And the, are they going to always wear those hats? I kind of hope.
I don't know.
I'm kind of here for it.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're going to take a break and we'll get back into the mini challenge.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Off with your heads.
I give better head than all the girls here.
Okay, well, let's try it. You got another one in you?
I give better head than all the other girls here.
Now, I don't know, A, if that laughter was actually her laughing at the girls, because, you know.
Yes, it was.
I assume it could be, but the reasoning behind it, I don't know if it was because she was so flabbergasted that the girl was doing the same thing three times, or if she actually found it funny. Yeah, I was like, and the girl said, oh, well, Rue laughed, and I was, the girl, what's her name?
Gothy Kendall.
And I was like, yeah, but do you know why she was laughing? Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so youth. It's very youthful.
Very funny and iconic, whether it's intentional or not. I think Gothy Kendall really is fucking hilarious and iconic.
Bag of Chips does a classic head in the crotch.
What would you have done for this? They were all really creative. A lot of them did the, like, kicking thing.
Yeah, I probably would have done the sucking myself off, but I would also try to think of this is going to be in silhouette. So, but I don't know.
I would have like held it up like a tray.
Okay.
I don't know what my catchphrase, what my Real Housewives of the UK catchphrase would have been, but.
Oh yeah, you need to come up with something, right?
Yeah, they were all really funny.
You could say your head's above the other girls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Baloo kicks her own head like a couple of the other
and
girls.
And she does a Cher impression, which really tickles RuPaulina.
They're like, do you have her over here?
Davina says, you better lay off the pudding or whatever.
Crumpets.
I don't know. Oh.
Skinny lady calls herself fat.
Right. It's very Golden Girls when they call Blanche fat.
She
like,
also,
really? Bitch, where?
They also refer to themselves as grandmothers, Davina and Baga, but they're like 36, 37.
Right.
They're more like cool uncles.
Exactly.
Yeah. Crystal sucks her own dick and says, you would too if you could.
Very
and
funny.
I agree. Yeah. I tried for years. I never got to that stage.
Well, I used to be really flexible.
You cannibal.
Cheryl holds her own ponytail. Way to use the hair.
Mm-hmm.
Well
smart.
Done. Gothy Kendall, we've already covered.
I mean, Misplaced Confidence is amazing for television.
What?
Misplaced Confidence is amazing for television.
Yeah, and she's also just young and like hasn't been in front of a camera a lot, obviously. And so when the director is like, give us a different option, mm-hmm. then like if you don't know what that means,
maybe that's Vinegar Strokes' issue too. She hasn't been in front of a camera a lot. I know she's a brilliant performer if she's on the West End. In Something About Jamie and everything. So,
yeah.
You know, she must be brilliant at performing.
Yeah.
But the close-up, yeah, it reveals a lot about the level, like watching Gothy's face and makeup and mm-hmm. then Vinegar's. It's two schools of drag.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's explaining her name and apparently it means the face right before you come. Like the Vinegar Strokes, meaning I thought it would
some of these names this season are hilarious. Hearing RuPaul say Vinegar Strokes, Gothy, Gothy, please step forward.
Is Ken his middle name?
The Vivian. Please step to the front of the stage. It's really funny. There's a variety of names.
They probably don't have that like pageanty name history in the UK, do they?
Maybe that is more of like an American
house.
Thing.
Yeah, or
like, trying to sound like a character from Dynasty.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Alexis Gabrielle Sherrington.
They love a pun over there too. You know, like Fawlty Towers. It's very broad drag. And I think Vinegar Strokes is doing that. He's doing it very broadly. And I'm not just talking about his shoulders.
Oh wow.
Scaredy
cat. I think I just shit myself. Get it? Because she like shits out her own head.
Oh.
She like stands over it like it was on the floor between
her legs. I didn't get it, and I wondered why she won.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And then Ru says,
joke.
You're watching the BBC. Which I love.
Something wrong. RuPaul says, something wrong.
When she's doing the photo stuff, she says, something wrong. Let's do it. I think she was afraid to say the name.
Yeah. But I like her sucking on her own breastplate nipples.
Uh-huh. And the Vivian gives us four or five versions of her line in different voices, in different characters. This is a great showcase. Obviously, she's one to watch.
Rue loves her. Rue's entertained.
And the winner of the mini challenge is Scaredy Cat. I think I just shit myself, too.
The maxi challenge is all about Queen Elizabeth II.
Uh-huh.
And you have to sashay down the runway in an outfit inspired by Queen Elizabeth and also serve a second look that shows hometown spirit.
And don't fucking hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Wait,
you thought it was going to be
saying?
That easy?
Wait, what was it? It was, and may the best woman win.
Yeah.
These girls, yep, they get to do a sec. They don't have to do a second.
They get to.
They get to do a second look. This is great. You get to really show one side of yourself and then completely flip it and then be Queen Elizabeth. You get to show where you come from and then turn into Queen Elizabeth.
What would you do as a hometown pride?
Well, my hometown is Erie, Pennsylvania.
Just two Pennsylvania girls.
Just like, I think I would do, like, we have really extreme weather, so maybe I would just like wear like lots of winter coats and like snow pants and I'm wearing several layers of really heavy clothes because we get really cold in the winter.
And a flat, wear a flat with it.
Duh. Yeah. Like I would do anything else.
I think I would do a Liberty Bell and then the crack would be over my ass. Right.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. You do love crack.
Mm-hmm. Only twice and never again. And that was West Philly, not South Philly.
Born and raised.
I spent a lot of time on the playground.
Yeah, you did. That's where you spent most of your days and nights.
Did you see the rush that the girls go for their bags? Did they get free stuff to do their other looks with too? Like go rush and pull stuff?
I don't think so. I think this was just bring in your shit. Get your shit.
Get your shit.
Get your shit. Yeah. This is really exciting. It's kind of just what you want from Drag Race UK is imitating the Queen of England.
For sure.
I love the Queen of England. She's a style icon and I love her I love that they always dress her in a bright color so they can always find her.
Really?
Yes. Like security can always have their eyes on her, which is why she wears one solid bright color at all times.
That is really smart.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what a solid bright color is. Vivian's clip-in veneers. They're really white.
Girl.
But then she took them out and her teeth looked fine under it too.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just like a choice.
What do yours look like when you pop out your flipper?
Sharon always yells at me because she's like, you should have gotten the full set. None of this half-ass shit.
Well, where do yours stop?
I have four.
Only four?
Only four. That's all I needed. They're okay. Expensive, too. But Gothy Kendall is kind of insecure about his teeth, so he's hiding from the convo. And hiding from a poor convo thing is never a good idea on a reality show.
No.
I mean, if she would have talked about it, shed a tear, I'm sure she would have been there in another episode, you know, just so they could wrap up her teeth storyline.
Her teeth are cool, though.
Here's my thing. They're symmetrical.
Yeah, like, they're symmetrical.
Which makes it, for me, it doesn't disrupt the beauty of her face or her at all. Like, she looks great. Two of them are pushed back a little bit. No one cares. They're symmetrical.
You think she's going to show up on the reunion with a full fucking set of refrigerator tiles?
Honey,
there?
She won't Girl. Even be able to close her mouth anymore. Because you know she'll get pumped,
too. She won't be able to talk. She'll have a lisp.
Purling and jiggling about.
I can give better head than all the other girls here.
You know, because remember how Sharon used to paint her lip anywhere she wanted, and now she pumped her lip to where she used to paint it?
Uh-huh.
Girl, I'm telling you, Gothy. Gothy Cat is going to be doing that.
Gothy Kendall.
Gothy Cat.
Gothy Kendall is going to be doing that. Scaredy Cat, I don't know about. But like a lot of the girls, when Vivian was revealed as a boy, I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like I didn't recognize who it was.
Yeah.
But Baga, as a boy, is...
Well, Baga, she's aware that she's on TV, and she's like, honey, I'm going to turn a look even out of drag. There's no law that you have to, you know, take off your headscarf and your sunglasses.
Not at all.
Live. Live and get life.
Now, Davina is feeling the pressure because she's not really a look queen. She's known more for her talent. She's worried about doing two looks on the runway. You've famously done two looks on the runway in one, I think. Little pound cake?
A few times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, I love the challenges where you get to do like two or three different looks because you get to show a sort of storyline. The Vivian does this, as we'll talk about when we get to the runway, but she does two vastly different looks, flips the makeup completely, flips the silhouette, the character.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first day, so you have to show your range and your ability. Do you think it would be punk rock to get kicked off first? Yes, I do.
I mean, depends on what you do to get kicked off. If you just get sent home for being not...
For breaking the rules.
I mean...
Sharon said, when you get kicked off, Sharon was like, it's kind of punk rock that she got kicked off. And Chad Michaels was like, no, bitch, it's not. It's despicable.
She wouldn't share her weed. That was despicable.
Oh, my.
Some girls didn't share. Did you see the thing that Latrice said online about been posting like, oh, hair by this girl, dress by this girl, makeup by this, nails by this. And then she wrote, bitch, what do you do? And then Candy Muse clapped back like, if I have the money to pay for it, bitch, I will. And I will. And I will. And I will. And I feel like this Drag Race season one UK, you're seeing some more homespun drag and more like stuff,
homespun
stuff that people have made at home probably, and like,
yeah, and which I love.
Yeah, like Blue Hydrangea's dress, her workroom dress, beautiful.
Yeah,
was it probably some custom atelier thing? No, I think she made it herself. She seems really creative and super.
Yeah,
and like I feel like we're seeing like hints of like Yara Sofia tees, like with some of, yeah, these girls that like make their own shit and are like skilled artisans at that and hopefully also good performers.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. I didn't mean like, you know, Holly, hokey pokey Holly Lobby.
Well, to speak to that point, I think that having proficiency on your own, if you're on a desert island, can you put yourself up together and go and do a show and look good? Mm-hmm. That's important. I think it's important in case your makeup artist gets sick or the flight gets canceled or the person who made your outfit doesn't come through. So, like, I say support people who are makeup artists and people who make clothes and people who do hair. Like, support artists.
Yeah.
I love supporting my talented friends and putting their stuff on my body.
Same.
But I also have the ability to put myself up in it if I have to. Mm-hmm. And I like doing my own makeup.
Me too. It's like coloring.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. England. Put the England in your walk.
What do you think about the new runway set with all those flash bulbs?
Are those flash bulbs? I thought it was something English. But yeah, they're like those reflective circle flash bulb thingies.
They look fucking great.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Death Star.
Yeah, it's cool.
So RuPaul walks out on the runway.
Neon green, gloved, shoulder padded. Honestly, this, on her close-up in this, the wig line isn't blurred.
Yeah, it looks great.
And it doesn't really need to be. It's, it looks good. But, I'm wondering, like, is that, like, a BBC thing? Are we not allowed to blur? Because you'll see it. They could have very easily.
Wait, you can see the lace is what you're saying?
Yeah, it's not blurred in her close-up on the panel. And I love it every time she's talking to Andrew Garfield, she's looking straight forward, not even like eyes over to him.
The eye line.
No eye contact, full-on conversation. Sorry, we're not doing profiles today?
Right.
Ever, I'm sorry. But it's a total
salute
from me.
Yeah.
For sure. And like even the eye makeup, it's like teal and pink.
Great makeup.
Great.
Really
makeup.
Beautiful face.
Gorge.
Beautiful. Michelle also, I just have to give her a definite salute because she looks really beautiful.
Pre-Raphaelite hair, just flowing.
So should we get into this?
Let's do the first round.
These are the hometown homespun looks. First up is Crystal doing, you know,
Victor and Rolf rip-off recreation.
And the hair is pearls.
The hair is so cool. I've never, as soon as I saw it was pearls, I was like, ooh, I want to do.
You're like, yeah, you're stealing that for sure.
No, because it looks heavy and there's not a way to get a lot of height or volume.
She looks really cool.
Cheryl Cole comes out.
Cheryl
Hole comes out. Essex party girl, spray tan, vajazzle, and a purse, and then toilet paper on her shoe.
This is great.
Yeah.
It's taking those things that your hometown is known for, and the girls who are from this region will be like, fuck yeah, I got a spray tan.
Love.
Very that. Like a bob hair with 3 foot extensions all pulled to the front.
Yeah.
Looking like a run over hamster in the back.
I love that.
For sure. That's my, you are that.
That's my look. Yeah.
Something
Am I
Wong.
From there? Am I from Essex? Like,
maybe possibly. Something Wong comes out as the.
Something Wrong comes out. Yeah, she's doing, I don't know the reference, but it's dynamic and it makes an impression,
and
doesn't
you
it?
Instantly know what it is as soon as it comes out.
A bull.
A bull.
Yeah.
I guess there's a bull ring in Birmingham.
Oh, Liv. Okay.
Have you performed there?
Blue Hydrangea comes out and she's representing Belfast. I guess these are cranes?
Yeah,
like
sure.
Building cranes?
Oh, yeah. They were cranes that used in the boatyard to make the Titanic. Which I don't know why they would be proud of that. It crashed.
Oh my gosh.
And she said that her
Maybe
father...
that wasn't the boat people's fault.
No.
Yeah, never mind.
No, it was the iceberg. I mean, they didn't have enough lifeboats, to be fair, but huh. I guess you live and you learn.
Yeah. Or you die. Or you die and you don't.
She should have let Jack on the door with her.
Yeah. Right?
Baga comes out and she's doing Amy Winehouse. And in the UK, I guess they like this representation of Amy.
Yeah.
I mean,
Andrew defends it.
For me, I get really sensitive. Like, I can't take it when people do Whitney and they do like the fucking bag of fucking flour and like all that. Like, I really hate it. It's
even
like
when she was alive. Because Detox used to do that when she was alive, and it was great.
I think it was different when she was alive, but now it's like
now that she's dead and not able to do the drugs anymore.
Yeah,
it makes it
addiction is an illness.
Yeah, but sometimes it can just be fun too.
Okay.
Not everybody that does drugs is addicted, right?
Right.
Whitney probably was though.
Yeah.
You know what? Who am I to judge?
Next, the Vivian comes out doing Pete Burns' Illusion.
And it's perfect.
And I love a flat. Heels are bad for you. I love a flat. Flat pride. Representing. Thank you, the Vivian.
There's that wig.
Then we have Vinegar Strokes.
What's on her head?
She's wearing her signature hair.
Wait, but what is on the signature hair? Is that a film reel? Is it a hat?
Is it the moon?
The moon?
Is it the Death Star?
I don't know.
It is a film reel.
She has something in her head, and we think it's a film canister? We're not sure.
Yeah, it's a film canister. I'm not entirely sure why.
Yeah.
She has the Thames River. And Thames across the board.
You saw that she wanted to wear this.
That would have made a lot more sense.
Really? And she wasn't allowed?
Because of the licensing.
Oh, man.
Well,
that's
she shouldn't
funny,
have
though.
Told them.
Describe.
She shouldn't have told them, then just done the reveal, because that would have been sickening. And
they would have had to blur the whole fucking thing.
I know the last stop on it is Cock Fosters, too. And who doesn't
say what we're looking at?
She posts online and she's like, this is what I wanted to wear. And it's this huge, I mean, it's like fucking
the map of the tube. It's great.
It's fucking 20 feet wide of the Victoria line. And it's like the subway stop.
If a wingspan is like 5 feet across, that's at least a 10 foot across costume for sure.
Yeah.
It's got the width of Courtney's wings basically. And it's a tube map in perfect recreation. It's really cool. And I wish she would have worn it.
Yeah.
She shouldn't have told them about the reveal.
Well, they would have had to blur the whole thing if they can't get the rights. And so, then what's in her hair?
Better hair than what she was wearing, that's for sure.
Train cars.
Oh.
See, that's fucking great.
That's really cute. Yeah. Well, we give that a definite salute.
Mm-hmm. Gothy Kendall comes out representing the fierceness from her hometown, which is the...
Tigers,
which is a rugby team.
Is that a sports team? Okay, it's a sports team.
And she's
doing the tiger chomp, which has now become iconic and I'm obsessed with. She walks really fast to a spot, does the tiger chomp, and then walks away. I love it. I'm here
really
for
cute.
It.
Really cute. Scaredy Cat comes out looking like Midsummer Night's Dream, Titania, just nymph mythology. And part Grisabella, too.
Yeah. I didn't even remember this. I mean, it's fine. I didn't remember this.
Did you remember it?
I remember it now because I'm looking at it. Okay.
Great. Davina DeCampo looks like Brig House on acid.
Right.
Yorkshire pudding, cup of tea, crumpets on her tits. Trumpets or crumpets?
She's got trumpets.
Why the fuck she got trumpets on her tits? I don't remember this. What the fuck is she wearing? Davina, what are you wearing? Girl, what the fuck are you wearing?
She's throwing it all at
the
fucking...
Fuck?
I don't...
Davina!
I don't understand, but I do support.
It looks like if all of her luggage got lost and then she took one thing from every other girl. And that should be a challenge.
And to you, Willem, I give these earrings because I am no longer doing drag because I am on rent.
Oh, thank you. I don't want them.
All right. We'll be right back.
To the house.
We are back.
Now, this second runway is Queen Elizabeth realness.
Okay, is it realness though?
If it's not real?
They keep saying that it's realness.
I mean, Queen Elizabeth would she... She has worn all these outfits.
She has. So I don't think it's... I think some of them are doing realness, but some of them are doing an interpretation inspired by.
For sure.
For instance, Crystal, she takes it and turns it into like leather and it's really sparkly. Pleather and bondage-y.
Basically, you're doing... Some of the pretty girls chose, let's do the Halloween version and just make it slutty pretty girl.
Right.
Version of Queen Elizabeth. And some of the girls go... Hardcore. Cheryl Cole looks like a mother of the
Cheryl
bride.
Hole.
Cheryl Cole.
But this is the most... This is the like silhouette and the style that I would have gone for because it's automatically what I think of when I think of the queen.
Yeah, for sure. She took it too literal. She didn't make it draggy.
Well, but I'm okay. If she would have committed and like made the makeup just like less beauty, and if she would have done the purse, of course, then I think it could have worked.
Most people, I think, try to do drag to make something exciting, and that didn't excite me at all. And that's why that's one of the other arguments about like drag kings versus drag queens. It's like drag queens are a lot of times more of an event, like outfit wise and
sure
performance wise type of thing, because they're impersonating more flamboyant personalities, I think. So
yeah.
that gave me like impersonation, but not really like drag.
Okay,
I think.
When they were talking about the purse.
That too.
But remember in the video message, Rue said...
Purse first.
Purse first. And I was like, Bob? Like,
yeah,
it didn't
click
with me. And then they made such a big deal about the purse.
Oh, the queen always has a purse? Does she?
Apparently.
A lady is never sure.
A lady never too sure at night.
Probably has a tracking device in it for her security.
Right.
That would be really smart.
So next up is Something Wong. And this is another example of, oh my Jesus, like
smart.
The girls are turning it this season.
And just the walking and then she walks away and the back of her dress says, lick me. So a cheeky little.
Yeah, this is a really huge salute.
Huge salute. Something Wong, you killed it.
Well executed. I don't know how she's lit so well because... You would think that the
box
would be blocking her light.
Maybe she had lights in it.
Maybe, because she's lit proper.
LED.
And I think the top is open from the looks of it.
And if she ever wore that on stage, good luck lighting it.
You better have that spotlight front and center, darling.
For sure. Blue hydrangea, of course, turns a look.
Oh.
This money thing. The dress is great. I love a mixed metal. The bodice is what I'm doing on my wall in Palm Springs right now. Just coins all over. And it's correct.
It's one of my favorite things I've ever seen on Drag Race. I can clearly and gladly say that. I think this is so cool, so inventive.
If you want to do it in America, you could do a quarter and wear that RuPaul George Washington wig from Party City.
Okay. I'll consider that. I'll take that under advisement. Next, we have Bag of Chips doing a kind of classic queen moment.
See, I thought this was much like Cheryl Hole's, but
yes.
It had humor and whimsy and like it's the same silhouette as Cheryl. Same everything. She remembered the purse.
She committed to the character of the queen. Whereas Cheryl was sort of like flailing her arms and like making it really like girly.
Cheryl
was
being Cheryl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're doing that, like that's when the queen is well into her like 70s, 80s. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, you can carry the purse definitely. But Baga gave it a character, which was great. Next, we have the Vivienne.
At Balmoral. Which is the queen's, like, country home. So she's giving this, like, duck hunting look.
Which is so funny. Also in flats. Loving flats pride. Thank
flats,
you.
Flats, flats, flats on the runway.
And this was a great example of showing variety because she flipped her makeup completely. She went from Pete Burns plastic surgery to I'm going to be, like, an 80-year-old woman. And a non-prosthetic nose.
Did you clock the brow? The brow was like Valentina stripes, but with like white and it was great.
Love it. I'm here for it. I think she did a really great job. Next, we have Vinegar Strokes giving summer 70s caftan with head wrap when the queen went to Africa. Okay, that's pretty cool. It's a great reference.
It's a great reference.
I'm not mad at this look. I think she looks pretty.
You know what? Somebody said something to me. Daniel Cole, we were touring. And
Daniel Hole?
The whole of Louisville, Daniel Cole. Daniel Cole provides the TS Fantasy Across the Land for all the girls. And he's a touring company, basically.
Yeah.
And
love.
He was saying
deep
that...
Deep friend of the pod.
Yeah, deep, deep friend of the pod. He was saying that... having an outfit or having money has nothing to do with whether your outfit is wrinkled or not. Like anybody has an iron. You can steam it. There's no excuse for wrinkles on the runway.
Especially if
or
you're doing the Queen of
during
England.
Podcasts.
Just a reminder, everyone in the studio, could we silence our devices, please? There's a staff of at least a dozen people here just taking notes, just fact checking for us. So we really appreciate when everyone is on board. With
them. Yeah. Clock out for your break, Misty.
Learn your words because you will be lip syncing.
I have a problem with it being wrinkled. I have a problem with the length not being right.
Well, she's in a fuck me pump, which I think she could have been just as well with a 1-inch, you know, heel to give it realness. And then the length wouldn't have been as questionable. What? You have something to say about that?
The length wasn't going to be right in whatever shoe she was in because she is taller than that garment.
Okay.
It's not going to magically grow longer because your heel is shorter.
Okay.
But thank you so much.
Next up, Gothy Kendall.
This is another example of just like taking like the inspiration and making it slutty. I mean, it's cute. I'd wear it, but
it's
bratty teen princess instead of Queen Elizabeth.
It's disparate elements put together, and I don't know. I think it should have been one dress for that moment.
Scaredy Cat comes out as a baby queen in a big wedding dress that says baby queen, and I guess Queen Elizabeth had a baby picture in an outfit.
Yes, which is cute. She also throws her shoe, which really freaks out Michelle Visage, because girl, you don't want flying objects at your face when you're sitting on the judging panel.
Not with all that work up there.
No.
Davina comes out in the Order of the Garter ceremonial dress, which is, I think, when the queen gets her crown, basically.
Love it.
She, yeah.
I think it's a great reference.
I think that the hair should be better. I love her, but that visible bobby pin in the front gets to me. I love the reveal. I love everything. Yeah. But that hair, she could have done different hair in the front. Or just something okay. I love her. We're friends. That's why I feel okay saying that. But she knows.
Well, then we get into the critiques. We know how this shakes down. I mean, who is your favorite of the week?
My favorite of the week is probably either the coin bitch, Coinstar.
Blue hydrangea, Coinstar.
Coinstar looked cute. And then I really liked the Vivian. She looked beautiful and
yeah,
like well thought out. Something Wong killed it though too. I thought Something was gonna win.
Yeah.
Because that's like I've never Vivian was drag excellence and great. There weren't any surprises really. Yeah. Something Wong was a surprise. And it was like and you instantly go, wow, wish I would have thought of that. But
yeah, she did the bowl and then she turned around and did the postage stamp. Yeah, she's definitely one of our top salutes yeah. this week. All the ladies did great, but you know how it goes. No. Someone has to be in the bottom.
Yeah. Now, Rue asked about Michelle recognizes anybody. And I'm sure Michelle has worked with half of these girls at least.
Oh,
you know?
Of course. Yeah.
We all have. But they work together in Something About Jamie.
And just so you know, I will be judging honestly, and that's why you're in the bottom the first week out of the gate. And it's true. It does not matter if you know the divas, you know, it doesn't matter if you know the judging panel ahead of time.
It's probably even worse.
Right. Because then there's something to hold you to.
Michelle knows this Vinegar is a talented person enough that they were dance partners on stage.
Yeah.
And then for her coming out looking like, you know.
Thames across the board.
Yeah.
So the girls get their critiques. And we
Who's your top one?
I thought Blue Hydrangea had the she really blew me away with the coin and also something.
Yeah.
She did a great job. What the fuck is there an airplane flying over? Like what is literally that disturbance in the forest going on in our ear holes
Are
right
you
now?
Chewing again?
No, it's Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Well, you know what? It's not. It's not Queen Elizabeth on Cheryl Hull, apparently, because they said it's a flop.
Yeah.
And Cheryl throws her hat as soon as she gets backstage. She says,
"I've done it."
Yeah.
Yeah. When I got red for the dirt on All Stars, I came off stage and we sat in the workroom on the couch, and I literally started. I tore off my hat. I threw my hat. I tore off my wig. I took off my gloves.
A tantrum.
Deep tantrum.
Tiana tantrums.
Yeah.
Something Wong was praised for both of her looks and concepts. Baga was said her Amy was spot on, but the Elizabeth was too old in characterization, which I'm like, really? They're like, well, that would have been 70s, 80s Elizabeth. It's like, well, in the 70s and 80s, she was in the 70s and 80s already, probably.
Well,
it's not like she was fashion forward.
She's
probably like 50 or 60. She's 93 yeah. now. So in the 80s, 93 minus, I can't do this math. Who am I kidding? Never mind.
She was like 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. She was gray and Baga wore gray hair. So that made sense to me.
Yeah.
So for them to read her for it, while I thought the performance and presentation was great on her for her Queen yeah. Elizabeth.
And that's why she was safe and not in the bottom. It was the characterization.
Was she safe?
Mm-hmm. Bagatina.
Wait, Bag of Chips wasn't in the safe. She was either in the top or the bottom. I thought she was top.
Well, I mean, she didn't land in the bottom too, is what I mean.
Oh, but she was bottom for sure. Yeah, because tops was Something, Vivian. Or was she top? Cheryl is bottom. Vinegar's bottom. Gothy's bottom. So, Baga was top. Baga was ahead of Coinstar?
I don't think
Coinstar was blue and blue was safe. Yeah. Oh, blue was safe?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But that's good that she will be there for another week so we can see more.
Safe I'm is not bad.
About that. No. Cheryl's plucked, as we said. The winner of the challenge is the Vivian. She wins a Rue Peter badge. This is a reference to something?
Blue Peter is a children's show in the UK and Ireland.
Oh.
And people grow up watching it, I guess, and they get like badges. Oh, it's right here.
Thank you. for that Willem wisdom.
You're welcome. The bottom two is Vinegar Strokes and Gothy Ken Doll.
Yeah.
And as soon as I saw this pairing, I was like, oh, okay, he'll be eviscerated.
Yeah.
But he kind of held up. It wasn't, neither performance would have made me tip if I was in a club and saw either of them doing this.
True. Vinegar Strokes was amazing.
Really?
Yes. She was great. She also did reveals.
Yeah, but if you didn't want to see the first wig and then the second wig she reveals, you still don't want to see it. And then the third wig, you still don't want to see. Is it? There was glitter.
Confetti. I thought Vinegar did a great job, and
I don't think it was a great song
Gothy
choice.
Knew the words.
Yeah, it wasn't a mid-tempo, it wasn't a ballad, it was like...
It's not a great song that you want to be assigned.
Gothy did a lot of arms, which I think when you're unsure of what to do with your hands, that's the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
So, he comes
home. Gothy has a bright future ahead of her. It's kind of iconic to be the first girl off the first episode on a new series.
And
I mean,
he's so handsome. He will definitely be back for something.
She could land a modeling campaign for Gay Times UK.
I wonder.
Attitude Mag.
GHB. No.
That's a drug.
DNA.
Oh, yeah. DNA Mag.
There's a club in Berlin called like GHM or something though too. It was really fun. I think that I would love to see him on All Stars. I wonder if they're going to be letting UK girls on All Stars. Remember Top Model? They did like UK versus American.
That would be so fierce.
Yeah, it would be. It would be great.
Especially give those girls a chance to come over to the US and win some of our capitalistic prizes and prize money,
yeah.
Girl. Have you heard of the U.S. dollar?
It's strong.
Deeply devalued.
yeah, but Gothy Ken Doll, we wish you well. Miss Ken Doll.
Very funny. Yeah. And she writes.
On a high note.
Right. She writes on the mirror, I'm the pork chop of the U.K.
Which goes great with applesauce.
Girl, yeah. HP sauce.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us on Race Chaser this week.
Yeah.
We promise to try to provide you with award-winning content on Wednesdays and Friday every week.
I've heard there's Pulitzer buzz.
I'm Willa.
And I'm Alaska.
And you can rate our podcast and comment about how pleasing to the ear it is and subscribe to make sure you never miss an episode.
We also have bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem. Sign up to be a patron and support the dolls. Just search using the hashtag RaceChaser and you can watch the videos a la carte.
As little as $1.
Wow.
And on Instagram, that's free. You can follow us at Willem, at the only Alaska 5000. And our Race Chaser podcast is at Race Chaser Pod, where we post all the stuff that we're talking about that you can't see. And don't forget to use the hashtag Race Chaser when you post.
We love hearing from you. So feel free to send us a DM on Instagram, or you can email us at racechaserpod@gmail.com.
And if you have a big dick and Dipper doesn't get back to you, you can send that to me.
Okay.
Attention, Willem.
She scours her DMs, darling.
Scours.
Bye. Race Chaser. Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck, available on iTunes.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.